Imagine walking into a failing retail company weeks away from liquidation, armed guards in the lobby, no Wi-Fi, angry vendors, employees in denial. Would you walk away or stay and fight? For James Rhee, the answer came from an unexpected place, a childhood memory of a red toy helicopter given to him by a classmate's father. This simple gift, received when he was just 5 years old, contained wisdom about human connection that would later guide his most important professional decision. After pursuing conventional success through Harvard, investment banking, and private equity, Rhee found himself standing in the grim headquarters of Ashley Stewart, a twice-bankrupt clothing retailer serving plus-size, predominantly black women. In that moment, he surprised even himself by telling employees, "I think if we can center kindness and math in this company, we can get out of this mess together." This unlikely combination would become the foundation for one of retail's most remarkable turnarounds. As the son of Korean immigrants who arrived after the 1965 Immigration Act, Rhee understood life on society's margins. His parents made painful sacrifices. His mother left her newborn in Korea, and his father didn't meet his firstborn for 5 years. Despite their prestigious Korean education, they felt perpetually a beat or two behind in America. They distanced their children from their heritage to help them assimilate, hiding kimchi when friends visited, and rarely discussing the Korean War. At Harvard, Rhee encountered unfamiliar social stratification, prep school networks, and wealth he'd never known. Being Korean-American meant navigating unfamiliar socioeconomic hierarchies while often being the only non-white person in many settings. These experiences equipped him to see value others missed. When he arrived at Ashley Stewart, most saw only a failing business with poor operations. But Rhee discovered something remarkable. The stores functioned as community centers where women felt seen and valued. Store managers were confidants who knew customers' names, family situations, and personal struggles. They checked on regulars who hadn't visited recently and sometimes even visited them in hospitals. This hidden asset, authentic human connection, became the foundation for Rhee's transformation strategy. Despite initial improvements, Ashley Stewart's foundation remained broken. By December, cash had completely dried up. The lender offered emergency funding only if the company prepared bankruptcy papers, giving Rhee about 2 months to save jobs. The bankruptcy process revealed harsh truths. Workers, as unsecured creditors, had no guaranteed severance, while bankruptcy professionals would earn 1,000 plus hourly fees with priority payment. In a desperate move, Rhee convinced a friend's investment firm to serve as the stalking horse bidder, setting the floor price for the auction. On auction day, only liquidation firms showed interest. The friend's firm won by default, allowing Firepine Group to keep the company operational. After emerging from bankruptcy, Rhee gathered employees in the same cafeteria where he delivered the painful news months earlier. This time, he simply played "Here Comes the Sun" by the Beatles, symbolizing their rebirth. To rebuild, he introduced two concepts: the lemonade stand, representing a business where profit and community relationships matter, and the tea account, teaching financial literacy while recognizing intangible assets like customer loyalty. They abandoned their old headquarters completely, bringing only brains, open minds, new perspectives, and laptops to establish a true startup. This physical decluttering mirrored Rhee's realization that his professional armor was actually a liability, not an asset. Have you ever noticed how lighting changes everything? Rhee's first symbolic change replaced harsh fluorescent bulbs with warm LEDs throughout Ashley Stewart stores. This simple upgrade transformed the shopping environment, making clothes and customers look better while driving increased sales. Adding Wi-Fi and providing store managers with iPads created digital engagement opportunities. Managers photographed customers against professional backdrops, generating Instagram-worthy moments that customers eagerly shared. This organic, customer-generated content became authentic marketing, saving hundreds of thousands in advertising costs that were redirected to employee benefits. The company's first major post-bankruptcy technology investment revealed Ree's priorities: a sophisticated HR system giving employees control over their schedules. Password-protected debit cards addressed a crucial need, freeing many employees from predatory check-cashing services charging exorbitant fees. Ree's obsession with insurance metrics demonstrated his belief that kindness could be quantified. By reviewing every worker's compensation claim, he made employee safety a lived value. When injury rates dropped by over 60% and insurance actuaries questioned these improvements, Ree's response was simple: kindness and math. The premium savings were reinvested in merit-based raises for store managers who championed safety. What if workplaces could thrive on joy rather than fear? Ree rejected anxiety-driven cultures, pioneering the upside-down hedgehog approach, where traditionally defensive creatures show their vulnerable sides. This metaphor created a workplace balancing rigorous performance standards with psychological safety. Team members took calculated risks without fear, and mistakes became learning opportunities. The office culture featured spontaneous karaoke, monthly potlucks, and impromptu dance breaks that became company lore. As Ashley Stewart's digital presence expanded, analytics revealed significant revenue from affluent areas beyond their traditional urban markets. Rather than pivot away from their core demographic, Ree reinvested in founding communities, upgrading inner-city store fixtures, implementing living wage programs, and funding local education initiatives. When investors questioned maintaining focus on Black women consumers, the growing diversity of their customer base proved them wrong. The brand built bridges across demographics, with women of all backgrounds finding common ground in Ashley Stewart's message of empowerment. The Finding Ashley Stewart initiative became the crown jewel of this transformation, seeking everyday heroes making unrecognized contributions to their neighborhoods. Each store identified local changemakers through customer nominations. The annual culmination at Brooklyn's King's Theater evolved into a cultural phenomenon, featuring celebrity judges, musical performances, college scholarships, and community service grants. During his transformative tenure, Ree faced profound personal losses. After his father died from Parkinson's disease, his mother was diagnosed with late-stage pancreatic cancer. In her final days, she affirmed she always knew he was completely on her side, yet confessed, "When you leave, I will be nothing," making him question the cost of his dedication to others. This personal watershed coincided with his departure from Ashley Stewart. Years of empowering colleagues had strengthened his resolve for this difficult choice. Recognizing Ree's integral role, the majority owner initiated a sales process rather than continue without him. Among numerous farewells, one message became his most treasured: "Thank you for believing in us when it was hard to believe in ourselves," a testament to his leadership philosophy's impact. The red helicopter evolved from a childhood memory into a powerful metaphor for authentic leadership. It reminds us that childhood truths about fairness, kindness, and human dignity remain essential to sustainable success. When reconnected with these core values, we discover that kindness isn't weakness, but extraordinary strength when paired with strategic thinking. In a world fixated on quick profits, the most powerful business transformations come not from abandoning our humanity, but from embracing it, creating spaces where people feel valued, vulnerability becomes strength, and kindness and math work together to build something truly extraordinary.